God is good. All the time. He is. He's good all the time. I'm thankful for who He is. I'm thankful for what He is. And I thank God that He's not a man that He should ever lie to you, but that He's going to do everything that He said that He would do. And, you know, a couple Mondays ago, it was probably about 3 Mondays ago, I've really tried in the phase of my recovery to be a listener. And Cindy, I've tried to be very in touch with what God is trying to say. I got in a bad fix where I was just in a routine in my life that I had been in, and it caused me to not be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. But He came in a couple Mondays mornings ago, Angie, and He said, "Kelly," and He didn't say it quite like that. I ain't got that much of the anointing, but let me try to imitate that a little better. He goes, "Kelly." And I said, "Yeah." And He goes, "I want you to know that God is stronger than you and I have ever even preached about." Amen. And I'm going to tell you today that God is stronger than your certain circumstance that you're going through. God is stronger than any addiction that you're facing. God is stronger than any home problem that you got. He's stronger than any family problem that you have. He is stronger than the financial burden that you're facing. He is stronger than anything that we've seen. And I'm here to tell you today that God cares about what you're going through. He cares about the struggle. He cares about the heartache and the distraction, the crying in the middle of the night, and you think, "God, what is wrong?" And you know what? God cares about those things. I'm here to encourage you this morning. God is here. God is right up in the midst of us, and I thank God that He's going to show up. He's comforting right now. If you're in need of a comfort, you start, open up that heart, get that soul ready to receive God's Word. Don't let the enemy be there with distractions trying to steal the Word as soon as it comes out, because God is here to minister to His children this morning. Amen. Let's go to Psalms chapter 46. We're going to look at verses 1, and it says, "God is our refuge and our strength." And I'm here to tell you, God is your refuge and He is your strength. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to do some things that we've never seen. He is stronger than what we know. He is stronger than what we can fathom. And we got to tap into what God is trying to do. It's time to move forward. And you know what? From my family to yours. From our family heartache to what you're going through. Absolutely. From our family health issues to what binds you. Amen? Amen. See, it rains on the just and the unjust. Sure does. It rains on the sinner and the believer. Amen. And what separates us is whose report are you believing today? See, when it comes down and when the devil's telling you it ain't going to work out, there's got to be that thing in there that says, "I'm taking a stand and I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back my health. I'm taking back my wealth. I'm taking back my soul." See, the Word of God says, "I'll restore your soul." The punishment that brought him pain, see, He took all of that for us, so we could have a little peace. Amen. Amen. And it says, "God is our refuge and our strength and an ever-present help in trouble." See, are you in trouble this morning? Are you in need of this morning? Is there a place where only God can meet that? Have you come to that point where there has to be a breakthrough? See, God is here to meet His children this morning. And it says, "Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way." See, though everything goes wrong in your life, it's okay. Because there is a Holy Spirit, there is a God, and He's stronger. And it says, "Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God." See, there's something coming And it's going to turn these situations around. See, we've gotten too used to the normal. We've made it our normal. The heartache that we've lived with, the depression that we've lived with, it's become the norm for us. And there is a stream that's bringing about joy. There is a stream that's bringing about change. There is a stream that's bringing about the breakthrough. And I'm here to encourage you today, and I'm here to tell you today that God is stronger than whatever it is that's got you going. And the devil certainly knows how to get the children of God going. He'll start in the morning, and it'll just continue. See, devil knows. And God knows. It's all out in the open. Amen. And it says, God is within her. She will not fall. She will not fail. Fail or fall. We ain't doing either one. The verse says fall. I'm going to go with that. We ain't failing either. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. Now, Cindy, if I could describe best what's been going on the past year, and Dad said something very interesting to me. He said, you know, I used to think this was depression, but it's not. It's spiritual warfare. See, and we label things too quickly. Amen. We want to call something what maybe we don't really realize what we're saying. And a lot of this that comes on the children of God is spiritual warfare. See, you got to be ready to fight the battle. There are times where you have to be willing to just stand. I always hate them times because, Stephanie, I love to fight. Who are we fighting? Evan always goes, who are we mad at today, Aunt Kel? Man, I'll fight with the steel pole if it'll give me the opportunity. We're going to argue about that. Amen. Those of you that know me my whole life, you know that. And it says, come and see the works that the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth, and he makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. And you know, I've been asking God, God, what are you going to do about this situation? God, what are you going to do about that situation? And you know what? I'm here to tell you today, God has the ability to make the wars that's going on in your life, whatever it is, it may be a spiritual warfare, it may be just an attack of the devil, it may just be the pruning of the Holy Spirit, pruning you up, getting you ready to grow more than you thought that you could, but whatever it is, God is going to help his children. But if it is a war, he's going to make that war cease. I believe that it's time to move on. I believe that it's time to just ready ourselves and have ourselves ready for what God is going to do, because God is going to do some awesome things for us in this year.
Amen. I believe it.
And he's stronger. So let's go to Psalms 55. We're going to look at verses 1 through 3. And it says, listen to my prayer, O God, and do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me. Now, y'all ready to have some church? I just said my thoughts trouble me. Can I get a amen? How many of you've had some real troubling thoughts even this week, even today? See, the devil knows what to get your mind onto thinking. Man, my thoughts are troubling me. Last night, I sat down to get this message, and Mama Brenda, I felt like I had the biggest knife right in the middle of my heart. And I just began to cry out to God. I said, God, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, God? What are you going to do in my family? What are you going to do in this situation? Kelly, I'll do whatever you'll allow me to do. I said, God, I know that you're going to move, so I'm going to take some steps back. You know what? You don't have to be all up in the middle of it. If God has told you that he would move, back up, Don't stand in the way of that. Move over. I love my family more than I love having the last word. I love my family more than I love being judgmental. And I love being judgmental. Glory. See, I come here to have church this morning. But you know what? I know that God is going to move in a mighty, mighty way. And because He is, I'm going to do my part. And I'm going to move over because I know that God is stronger. I know that He's stronger than I've ever even seen Him. Why? Because I'm in the place that I should have always been now. See, I've become more of the woman of God than I should have been all those years. See, I've learned. I've suffered. I've had to reap what I've sown. I've had to eat words that should have never come out. But God is stronger than every mistake. He is stronger than every struggle. He is stronger than the addiction. He is stronger than everything. And we just have to be very attentive to what God is trying to do. See, people have gotten themselves to where they cannot hear God. They cannot hear what He wants to do. They cannot hear what He's saying. It's time to slow down and seek God while He can still be found. Seek Him before it's too late. We were sitting with Sister Kitty this week, and she said something that really stuck in my soul. And she said, people need to do what they want to do for God and not postpone it. See, there's too many children of God postponing the thing that God wants them to do. God is strong enough to give you the ability to do what He's called you to do. Don't walk in fear. Don't walk in doubt and unbelief. Don't walk in depression. Walk forward. His strength is right there on that path for you. He's waiting for you to get there. His guidance and His provision and all of His favor is right there. Alrighty. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy, at the stares of the wicked, for they bring down suffering upon me and revile me in their anger. Now let's hop over right now real quick to John chapter 10, verses 27 through 28 in the King James Version. And it says, my sheep hear my voice. See, we just read here that at the voice of the enemy, see, you're listening to your enemy too much. Stop answering every critic. Stop answering everybody that talks bad about you. It's like a chihuahua. And it just wants to, we just want to snap at everybody that has something bad to say about us. And before you know it, the day has gone by and that's all you've done is snap and answered every critic that you got. And you know what? You don't have to do that anymore because God is your defender. God will shut the mouth of every enemy, and God will shut your mouth if He needs to. Amen? And a lot of times it's my mouth that needs to be shut instead of my enemies. I can tell you that. Glory. But it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. See, God knows you, Brother Alvy, better than you know yourself, and I believe you're His sheep, and you hear His voice. See, we don't need to listen at the voice of our enemy. That needs to be yesterday's junk, because God says, I'm taking them higher. We're moving on. Stop listening to your enemy. Stop calling to what they have to say. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. I know them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. See, it don't matter anything that's been said about you. You need to get that out of your head because it's messing you up. Let that go. Because at the end of the day, all the words that's been said, the things that's been said over you, the things that's been said about you, the daggers that's stuck in your heart. See, somebody told me something that was said, and it's just been like a knife through everything. And it's hindered me. And I've wanted to be angry, and I've wanted to be bitter, and I've just wanted to really just be a hypocrite. Really. I wanted to take a little trip. Handle it. Say a little something back. But I also want God to move. See, what you going to do about your problem? You going to handle it, or you going to say God is stronger? God knows what He's doing. I'm almost afraid I'm getting too smart, because you know what I've started to realize, Sister Cindy? God knows a lot better than I do. I've gotten to that place where I'm starting to not even want the last word. That's very unlike me. Now, I haven't arrived there when I'm talking to Jeremy. I still want every last word there is when it comes to that man. But boy, when I start looking at these situations, Stephanie, I've learned how to quiet myself, because in the back of my mind, I'm trying to catch that Holy Spirit vibe where I say, God, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do about these folks? What are you trying to do about this situation that's causing me, everybody else, pain and agony? God, what are you going to do? God is stronger. Kelly, I'm stronger. I'm stronger than you know. I'm stronger than you've ever seen. I'm stronger, and I'm faithful. Amen. God's not left you. And He's not letting anybody pluck you out of His hand. See, we defend ourselves because we feel like we have to. We feel like we have to stick up for ourselves all the time. See, we got to answer every person. We got to jump through all these hoops. Oh, I don't want them saying that about me, so I'm going to do this so they know that I'm really not. No, there's too much of that. Be who you're supposed to be. Go where you're supposed to go and say what you're supposed to say and pray that the Lord send a laborer to your enemy. Because He will.
Or a Philistine.
But you know what I began to pray really more than God get them back? God save their soul. God save them to the bone. God save them. Enough, Sister Angie, that they repent, God, and they make it right, and they meet you in heaven. God, don't let them go to hell. And God, save me. Save me over and over and over. See, we think that being saved is like a one-time deal. No, you wake up every morning, you get yourself, you hand yourself over to God, and you stop doing what you want to do. What I want to do is pretty wicked. What I want to say is not real nice. Miss Nina's looking at me. Miss Nina, if I said, Miss Nina, I'm going to go kill the Pope, she'd say, Kelly, I don't believe nothing bad about you. And every time I get off the phone with her, she says, Kelly, I love you very much. Thank you, Miss Nina, because every rough redneck girl needs a Miss Nina that's going to think the very best about them. And I've got mine, and she thinks I can do no wrong. I'll just let her keep thinking it. But let's go to Proverbs chapter 18. We're going to look at verses 10. And it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it. See, we do a lot of running. Oh, there's a financial problem. I got to work 100 more hours just to fix it. Oh, there's a this problem. See, the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord. Call Him. Get on your knees. Call out to Him. Press in. Persevere. Get in the Spirit. Whatever you've got to do, but call on God. See, if my people would humble themselves and if they'd pray, got some land that really needs to be healed. I got some situations, Stephanie. If God don't intervene, it's all going to pot. I know it. Everybody around knows it. Everything. But you know what? God is stronger. I'm going to stop acting like I know it all, because I don't. See, I don't know how God wants to fix something. I was talking to Casey years ago, and she was being tormented by the fact that she was told she would never have children. And one day, we were in praise and worship, and she was back there. She couldn't even stand up, Angie, to praise God because she was so weary, because she had been listening to the voice of the enemy telling her what was and wasn't going to happen. And I glanced over there. This was way before she had kids. And God spoke to my heart and He said, Kelly, you go lay your hands on your sister and you pray. So I go in there and she was just sobbing. Brenda, babe, and I put my hands on her shoulders and I said, Casey, I don't know how God is going to work it out, but God is going to work it out. I have told her and many others many times after that, I don't know how God is going to work it out, but I just know that He is. See, He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And why is the devil trying to get you so sidetracked that you cannot seek Him? That's right. See, that goes hand in hand. You need a breakthrough? Seek God. Turn that Netflix off. Turn that Facebook off. Turn the devil off in your head. You get on your knees. You begin to cry out to God. You ask God, who can I help today? God put me in a place of service where I stopped thinking about me and what's going on wrong in my life. And God, you make it to where I can make somebody else's life better today.
Thank you, Lord.
Because God is stronger. And the thing that God wants to do in your life, it's mighty. But we got to catch that vision of what He's really trying to do in us. Because He's working and He's moving. Where did that Bible go off to? Jody. So anyways, the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run to it and they're safe. See, there's a lot of circumstances. And I think, how's that going to pan out? How's that going to work out logistically, Lord? Kelly, I'll take care of the details. See, it's the details that we get so upset about. It's the little things. It's the little foxes, Dad, help me out,
that spoil the vine.
He has been saying that for 33 years to me. Been saying it longer, but that's how long I've been hearing it. But anyhow, it's the little things that really get you going. When you get in the flesh, isn't it the little things that you start thinking about what they said? You start thinking about what the doctor said. Then you get on WebMD if you're really terrible. Then you really start getting yourself going. You start thinking about how they looked at you in the grocery store. You start thinking about their text. Were they in a bad mood or were they not? I don't know. They didn't put a smiley face there. I have no idea. You know, you get yourself going. We need to really look at that table that God is setting before us because it is in the presence of our enemies. We need to put it all out there on the table. We need to give it over to God because God can work with all the pieces. But let me tell you something. You hold one thing back, you're going to mess your apple cart up.
Yeah.
Amen. You want God to move. You want to grow. You don't ever want to be in this place of heartache again. You want to get that breakthrough. You put it all out there on the table. Say, God, have your way. God, I don't know how to fix it. God, if I knew how to, I'd probably be too rebellious to fix it. You'd probably ask me to do something I don't want to do. You'd probably ask me to be nice to my enemy. I don't want to do that. Put that all out there on the table. Get it all out in the open. You know what you do with shame? I was telling somebody, Mary, the other day. I said, shame holds people back. You get shame in your life, the devil makes you fearful of what you did, fearful of what you said, fearful of what other people say. You start caring more about what everybody says about you than what you think about what God thinks. You know what you do to shame? You front it out. You got something that's daunting you and dreading you? Hey, you know what I do, Alfie? This has kept me straight for a year now. I think about shameful things I did and said, and I preach about them, and I let everybody know I did them. Why? Because you know what? When the shame, when the cat is out of the bag, who the Son sets free is free indeed. What sets us free? Truth. Truth will set you free. It sets you free every day of the week that you're willing to tell it. Truth.
Amen.
See? Because when you really get to thinking about it, it's not what about you did yesterday. What are you going to do today? Who are you going to let God be today? Because, Brother Josh, God is stronger. He's stronger than what you face. He's stronger than what we deal with. He's stronger. See, I used to think I had just seen it all. All of God and His magnificent self. Nope. Apparently I haven't. Dad informed me. Kelly, He's stronger. And when He said that day, that has stuck with me ever since. And what I've gotten to realize, Sister Kitty, is that God is stronger than I've ever seen. God is stronger than I've ever known. God is willing to do things that He's not yet done for me, for all of us. See? He's here to meet you where you're at. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40. We're going to look in verse 28 through 31. And it says, "Do you not know, and have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary." And that's a lot of our problem. We've grown tired and we've grown weary. If I could record myself, Alvy, I say the same thing several times in a day. And what I've learned to say has become consistent. That's how I know I'm on the right track. I'm no longer talking out of both sides of my mouth. Praise be to the Lord. I'm not so double-minded as I used to be. You know, I'm having less moments where I'm sitting here, oh, God's going to take care of it. Oh, no, He's not. No, He is. I don't even have to know how. I was standing back at the door several years ago, about 8 years ago. I was just in a tiz over something to me now seems very minute. Very minute. I was crying. Heather, I said, I don't know who's going to watch Carson Paul when I have to go back to work. I didn't have a babysitter. And in my mind, that day, that problem was the biggest problem I had ever had. And isn't it funny how every problem we have beats the record of the last problem? We do that.
We do.
In our head. And Dad looked at me like I was insane. He said, Kelly, you don't know because it's not time to know.
Right.
See, there's beauty in not knowing how the Lord will fix it. And there's more beauty in just, Miss Angie, knowing in your soul that He will. You don't have to know everything, but you do have to know that He will. That He will fix it. Because He is. He is right in the middle of it. He's fixing it when it starts looking like it's going really bad. No, that's just the spiritual thing that's going on. That's the devil trying to make it look like something that it's not. It's getting better. It's getting better all the time. God is working it out. I don't know how, but I know that He is, because He's stronger. He's going to show Himself mighty. I'm less nervous about the logistics of it. God, however you want to handle it. God, if you need to change me, God, if you need to change my heart, God, if there's not enough forgiveness in my heart to forgive, God, change me. God, make me better. God, make me more of who I should be. So you got a role that you need to play in this thing. Seek God. Get on that stream. See, there's a river. There's a stream going, and it's bringing joy. It's bringing about change. Get on that. Figure out what it is. Pray. Seek God. He will not grow tired or weary. In His understanding, no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary.
Thank you, God.
If you're weary today, ask God for His strength, because that's what He has for you. He has that for you so you can catch your second or third or fourth or fifth wind and go on through the battle. I heard a preacher one time say, don't set up your tent in the battlefield. That ain't the place of the time. Don't let your physical self, your mind, get so weary that you can't pray, get so weary that you can't call on God. Because God's going to work it out.
Thank you, Lord.
Sober yourself up. Get that shampoo, as Angel would say, and lather it up. That's a part of recovery. You get that shampoo, Miss Mary. You get in your life. You start thinking about what you're doing. What am I doing? God, what am I doing? Think about the things that we do in our everyday life. God is meeting us in our everyday life. He's changing things around. He's moving things around. He's helping His children. He will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 through 13. It says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And that's exactly what He's doing in His children's life. Take a hold of it. See, somebody helps you up. You on the ground. God's reaching out His hand. You take that hand. You get up. And you tell yourself you're not coming back to that place that God took you out of.
You
tell yourself that God is stronger than that situation that looks like that's going to be the end of you. See, we get very carried away in our mind. And we begin to think about tomorrow's problems. I was talking to somebody last night. What about this, this, and this? Mama Brenda, I just felt the peace of God. You have to get to that place in that situation where you've tapped into His peace and His rest, and it no longer matters what tomorrow's problem is. Because Angie, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God knows what tomorrow brings. God is already in tomorrow. God has already taken care of tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
And however He wants to take care of it, God, I'm on board. God, I'm not going to fight you. God, I'm not going against your will. God, speak to me. God, order my steps. Each and every single day. God, help me to be the woman that I'm supposed to be. God, when these people hurt my family, God, let me be a witness. Anybody can tell somebody off. Anybody can cuss somebody out. Anybody can do anything. You want to be saved? You want to be in God's will? Turn the other cheek. It's the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest thing to forgive somebody that's hurt your family. It's the hardest thing to do to forgive somebody that's hurt you. But yet, it's the thing that stands in our way of the breakthrough that we really need. The devil knows. And if you're having a good day, watch out. Because you go up in a grocery store, you're going to run into that person. I scan the parking lot when I'm having a bad day. Because glory be to Jesus, I tell Dad, it is not a good day to go over to such and such place. No. No, sorry. I am not feeling in the spirit today. No. And no. But you know, seriously, Mary, I'm coming to the place where God, I surrender. I am tired because all this extracurricular activities that I participate in, they wear me out. See, you give somebody a piece of your mind, then you got a piece missing. Amen. The joy that you woke up with is gone. Amen. God's stronger. God knows. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He knows. And He knows how to keep you in line. He knows how to keep your enemy in line. He knows how to work out the problem. He knows everything. And He is stronger than what we know. But it's going to take a little bit more of us to get on that track of where, God, I don't have to know everything. God, I don't even care to know the details. When Dad and I hear something juicy, He always says, I want to hear every detail. I'm getting to the point I don't want to hear the details. They're too troubling. God, You take care of it however You see fit. God, Your will be done. God, if You have to move me, if You have to correct me, if You have to mold me some more, God, do it. I'm willing. I've not been in the place, God, where I've been willing before, but God, whatever You have to do. And if I'm holding You up, God, help me, move me out of the way. God, whatever You got to do. Because God, I know You're stronger, and I want to see the power of God move on His children. See, I want to see times where people aren't so stressed and sad and weary and burdened down. It's like Dad on the levee the day that I just said, God, I can't anymore. I can't be that person anymore. And we were down on the levee on January 10th of 2018, and Dad said, Kelly, everything looks dead. It was all nasty, all frozen up, all ugly, off yellowish color. He said, underneath all of this, it's coming alive. See, don't be short-visioned. Don't let the problem make you stop at the problem. Look past it. Look and see the thing that God is wanting to do. He is strong enough to do it. He is strong enough to bring you through it. It don't matter what it is. He's faithful. He's pulling you out. When you feel that hand of God pulling you out of that, grab a hold of Him. Don't let Him go. Keep Him. Keep your joy. Keep your sanity.
Amen.
Isaiah 41, chapter 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 57 through 58. And it says, but thanks be to God because He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory is coming one way and one way only. See, if it didn't come through Jesus, it ain't really a victory. If you had to make it happen, you better watch out. you're going to have some problems. Because when it really comes to God and His will, man, if you'll get up in that path, it ain't a matter of fighting this and fighting that. Man, my burden is very easy. It's light. Get on that place where God says, walk this way. Have the faith to let God make the decision. Dad, what'd your grandmother used to say?
God always gives His best to those who leave the choice to Him.
God always gives His best to those who leave the choice to Him. A lot of us have made choices, and they've squelched the situation. The devil wants you to be hung up over them. God wants you to get over it and go on because He still can make a way. Don't be held up over yesterday. Last place for me, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. But He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. See, when you think that you're weak, when you think that you're not going to make it, see, the power of God, it's literally resting on you.
Hallelujah.
The devil knows that. He's hoping you don't know that. But when it looks like it's coming down, what you need to know is the power of God is resting on you right that very moment. You just got to get up and say everything that God is telling you is so. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I want to tell you this morning that God is stronger today. Now, if you're in a place, if you're in a situation, if you're waking up with dread about something, if you need God, if you say, man, God, I'm ready. I know that you're stronger. I've got this situation. I know it's only you that's going to help me. Stand, we're going to pray. I'm going to give it back over to Pastor after we pray. And you know what? God is going to move because that's what God does in His children's life. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you for every person right now. God, under the sound of my voice, any which way that they're hearing this, God, I thank you that the power of God is resting on each and every single person right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
How many of you have heard of the Pepsi Challenge? I have the 7-day challenge from the Lord. Don't be afraid because I'm with you. Don't be dismayed because I'm your God. I'm going to strengthen you and I'm going to help you. Every situation that is turned against you is going to be confounded. Every person that's against you will be ashamed. They will be as nothing. You'll look for them. You'll look for that problem. You won't be able to find it. While I was hearing this message, the Lord said, ask people the one thing, the one person that's just causing you misery right now. Now, hear me. And God says, challenge him in this one thing. And I can see this is for me probably more than anybody else. For the next 7 days, the Lord says, don't talk about that problem. Don't mention that person's name. Now, that's a challenge. The Lord says, you'll squish it. You'll choke it. You'll break its power over you. Anybody that believes that right now, and you know what it is, stand up. If you've got something that's just bothering the heck out of you, I've got that. If you've got someone that you just bothering the heck out of, I got one of those too. Here's the challenge for everybody that's standing up. God says, I want you to try your best not to talk about it. for 7 days. You know, we give birth to things by what we say. We're made in the creative image of God. Now, you're standing, but just to make sure we understand, you got that in your head, in your heart? How many of you will try hard not to talk about it for 7 days till next Sunday? Me too, Lord. All of us that have our hands up, we take the Pepsi challenge, 7-day challenge, to break the power of the enemy of our soul. And we will not give life to this enemy. For 7 days, we shall speak not. And everyone said amen. Now for everybody else that isn't standing, I would like you to stand, and I'd like to dismiss you with a blessing. Would you lift up your hands? What I'm saying, what that is give it to me, Lord. Just, I want to drink it all in. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His powerful countenance upon you and give you prosperity and peace and a sense of direction that you know the will of the Lord. And everyone said, amen. God bless you.